Project Independence is the aging in place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
I used to do that during the war, send them to my uncles who were in the Army.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Iris Bunshaft.
Glad to be with you, John.
And actually, we're glad that Iris actually was instrumental in bringing both those people on. However she met them, but they really were two women of knowledge, and what they imparted on us was just tremendous. It really is. And there's still questions. We gave out both their phone numbers, so if anybody, or call 311 if you'd like to make an appointment, if you have an issue that was discussed this morning, or think they could be of service to you.
Yes, and always go to your doctor with a list, because too frequently, you know, we forget once we get into the doctor's office our concerns. So it's always good.
That's true.
It's a better use of your time and a better use of the doctor's time as well, and you can get further on ahead to know exactly what you're doing, where you're at.
Because nowadays they kind of push you in and out, so therefore
one foot out the door.
They're not letting you think about, wait a minute, I had one other symptom, what was it? This way you write it down, you say, this is what's happening.
I will say this, any doctor that has one foot out the door, and I mean it literally, you change doctors.
I agree with you, 100%. Oh, okay, absolutely.
We
have... How do we do this? The post-Valentine's Christina Lou show. And she's all decked out with a beautiful red scarf that her mom gave her. For this Valentine's?
Yes.
Oh, for this one. And it's beautiful. How are you, Christina?
Good, good. What a great informative show. Iris never disappoints with the guests that she has on there. You know, and what I love, too, is that a lot of these topics can be intense and overwhelming, but they really talked about it in clear ways that, you know, you could actually walk away with golden nuggets.
Absolutely.
As we always like to say.
Everybody should be checking their bladder this afternoon.
It was making me feel like, oh, I was like, I have to pay. But no, it was really just good tips, you know, and for anyone. So it was certainly quite an informative, and it went by very fast as well.
I think it's interesting with the heart doctor, you know, going from congestive heart failure, which is the filling up of fluids,
yes,
to bradycardia, where your blood pressure goes so low. And actually, the threshold number is 47, where you're ready to faint, or, you know, that's when you have to really start reviving with that. But that's a very serious number, 47. Yeah.
By the way, before we went on the air, I spoke with Dr. Lachman about sleep apnea and its effect on the heart. And a lot of people have sleep apnea. Some are not aware of it, but something to consider.
Absolutely.
When you go to the doctor.
And of course, you can't check your heartbeat.
No,
but 47 is a very dangerous number in reference to fainting.
Oh.
47 days until Christina Lou's birthday.
John, I saw the panic in John's face that he like lost it. He veered off track.
Arrhythmia. I'm like, where are you going? Come back, Iris.
He's like, yeah, sleep apnea. Okay, yeah. But 47.
Oh, my.
Wow, we are.
It's coming on fast.
Well, as you know, because, like, you know, party planning has begun. So it's really, I know that we're in the scheme of things, so. Well, there we go.
So you're feeling good about it.
I'm always feeling good about it. I can. Every year is fun. And as it gets closer, it's more fun because then it means, like, planning a party. So I love it.
I don't think we did this on the air, but, and Iris, I know you weren't here. I think it was, I wasn't here last, whatever it was. In the last couple of weeks, we talked about the first year I was on the radio, which is when Christina turned 30. There was a party every weekend for a month. That's what I was like, what are you doing? Oh, my birthday party. Okay, that's fine. And the following week, I was like, what's going on? I mean, my birthday party. I said, I thought the birthday party was last week. No, that was like this birthday party. Then I had the other birthday party, and it's like the following week on the air.
Listen.
What's going on this weekend? Oh, this is my real birthday party. It's like, oh, my God.
Does your mother acknowledge your half birthday?
She actually does. We laugh because it kind of coincides with my husband's birthday. So I said, and I found that out because John had mentioned my half birthday the first year, I think, that he was on the radio. So it becomes an event.
Jay's 23?
The 23rd of October.
Jay?
Okay, I've always celebrated since my son was little his half birthday.
Okay.
And, of course, when he had two sons, I included them. But my daughter-in-law always thought it was ridiculous. Okay, that's okay.
Of course.
She accepts. I love
her. Right.
She calls me her mother-in-love. So
nice. Okay.
So, but now she's accepting it. And I just remembered that I have to call my grandson, the one I've mentioned before, who's the actor singer. It's his half birthday coming up on the 19th.
Good memories.
Oh, it's fun.
See?
Absolutely.
I have to say, Jordan's half birthday is coming up on the 19th.
Happy birthday to Jordan.
Happy birthday to Jordan is right. But yes, yeah, so it's a quite, and happy post Valentine's Day to everyone out there. And, you know, it is Heart Health Month, you know, on top of being a Valentine's Day.
Oh, is it really?
Yes. Oh, I didn't know. February is actually Heart Health Month.
Oh, I have no idea.
I'm very on top of all the monthly themes because of the radio show, so I have a whole list of what is each month. But we really, I want to, hopefully everyone received their Pioneer newsletter. It's been arriving, you know, last week and this week, you know, it trickles in depending on where you live. And if you have not received it, please call 311 or 869-6311. John calling right now. John picked up the phone because he did not get it. And I will make sure your name is on the list and contact, you know, the mailing house if it's not. And sometimes if you are on the list, it's a post, your direct post office is the issue, which has happened before. But this issue is really, really wonderful. I geared it all around heart health because it's certainly an important topic, you know, and I knew it was arriving in February. So there's a whole little tips of different things you can do. I love this checklist that's called Young at Heart, Your Checklist for Better Health. And then we have choosing healthy meals as you get older. And I did think of Iris when I was doing this because I said, I love walking away, you know, in the Pioneer with just having bullets. You know, you could read an article and it could be go right over your head. You know, you're not really processing it. But this way you could actually look and take, you know, all of the, do all of them, do some of them, you know, whatever works.
Actually, just looking at that number three. Plain healthy meals,
which is
Dr. Lockman. You know, like all this processed food is what's hurting you. A healthy meal with a piece of chicken or fish and a broccoli and, you know, baked potato, etc.
Yeah, and it's like little tips, you know, because even like it's saying, you know, use herbs and spices. It says foods may seem to lose their flavor as you age. You know, if it changed, you know, just there's little things you can do, you know, to really kind of make it, because certainly, you know, we always talk about too, especially at Project Independence, is, you know, we're always saying, oh, well, eat healthy. But eating healthy can really be expensive. So I also put in an article here as 10 tips for eating healthy on a budget.
Wow.
So there's a whole bunch of different things that you can do, because unfortunately it is easy sometimes to get the processed thing or the quick thing. But this just tells
it's
you
it's a matter of habit too. I mean, if you've always done it, so you continue.
Of course,
it's a very difficult thing.
Of course, it's a very difficult thing to break. But then we also have a blurb in here on Meals on Wheels, which is an amazing, amazing organization. EAC is actually funding them, and they'll deliver daily nutritional meals to you. If you are homebound. So you can call 311. We can get you connected to that.
It's a lifesaver for people who cannot.
Absolutely.
And no longer cook for themselves.
And also I just want to, you know, Meals on Wheels, in addition to obviously them delivering food to you, the fact that there's these volunteers that come in and that social interaction is huge also for homebound seniors. You know, so it's really, there's so much more than just actually receiving a meal, which
and
is
it's also a
lovely
look-see, because that person who's the volunteer says, oh,
right,
that person's okay today, or maybe it needs to be, there's a heads up.
Yeah.
Something.
No, and that's what's great,
to
too, because that actually has happened, you know, because we are connected with the AC, you know, and this program, that there's a constant communication. So if something looks weird, you know, we'll get into, you know, so it's really a wonderful organization. We also have, I know Iris is a fan of, Margaret, who is our one of our fitness instructors. Iris can attest to the vivacious, wonderful spirit of Margaret.
Excellent teacher, wonderful human being.
She just makes you feel good to be around.
Where are her classes?
She is all over the place.
Oh, really?
We have her at
Tully
Park. We have her at Clint G. Martin Park, Fuchillo Park, Roslyn Community Center.
Mm-hmm.
She's at Port Washington. So we certainly have her all over because people love her.
And what does she do? I don't know.
She does Zumba.
Oh,
she does line dancing. And now she's also doing some fitness
classes, right.
Too.
And the only reason I'm not there today is because with one tushy, I can't dance in two places.
Well, we're
she
glad
hasn't
your
figured that out
here.
Yet, Iris. But she wrote an article. I contacted her, you know, just to give some tips on. And it's called "It's a New Year, Make It a New You." So she gave some quick little tips, you know, to kind of just stay active, because we all know how important that is. as we have been discussing on end today, we also have sleep and aging and how to get a good night's sleep, which I think we could all use the bulleted list in there. We also have from Fabulous Otto Loos an article on heart smart and staying active. And he, you know, everyone obviously knows you should exercise, but he gives some suggestions on other things you can do just to keep yourself, you know, active in the community. We also have our fabulous hearing screening van and our cardiac screening van. They are at a whole bunch of locations, so we advertise that. And I just want to remind people that they're free. Both screening vans are free. You do not need to make an appointment at either one of them. And what I tried to do is actually, when scheduling them, making them on the same day so you can kind of have a one-stop shop, which is nice. We also have an article on the Sid Jacobson JCC has the Nancy Marks Cancer Wellness Center. They offer a lot of free, wonderful programs. And we'll actually be on the radio show next week,
Yes.
It's just like, yeah, so they will be on next week actually talking about this in depth, so it's very timely.
Mention what it is again?
So the Nancy, it's actually it's for cancer survivors, but it's all about the mind-body-spirit connection, really.
Is it for caregivers to these patients as well?
It's just for they can go more in depth, but I think it's actually just for the people who are going through it. You know, they have a dance to wellness class. They have, which is low impact dance exercise class, the Karma Project, which is gentle yoga and mindfulness, and Eat, Chat, and Move, which is work out with a certified cancer exercise specialist and just learn about nutrition habits. Mm-hmm. It's really nice that it's a free program. So you can call 311 or 869-6011. We can get you connected. And then tune in to the radio show next week,
oh,
and
they'll
tell you, you know, in depth really what goes on, because this we just heard about this program too, which I think
is
really wonderful.
So focused.
Absolutely. Mm. You know, because what's nice is the Sid Jacobson JCC is actually able to get grants a lot of times or through fundraising and kind of start these more tailored programs, which is it's great. In North Hempstead, there's certainly not a shortage of wonderful organizations, and it's nice that Project Independence gets to gather all this information and, you know, and bring it out
and
too.
And Project Independence unto itself is
right.
Absolutely wonderful.
Absolutely. Well, that's what we like to say.
I hope, and it is. I hope you will get to something that at the moment it's very close to me about the Women's Defense.
Yes, so we could quickly segue into that. Nancy Mizrahi has been working on scheduling this for a while now. So it's going to be, I saw that you registered.
You know what?
It.
Well,
I was the one who brought the idea.
Oh, fabulous. So it's called the Women's Self-Defense Program. It's going to be a 3-week program.
Could you wait 1 second?
Yes.
I just want to finish with the Pioneer.
Yes.
That this, without a doubt, is the best issue of the Pioneer I've ever
seen.
Oh,
thanks.
Christina laid the whole thing out also. I mean, this is really...
It's my second
the
child.
The type of thing like, ooh,
it's
you
the radio
spot something,
and then
focus
the Pioneer.
On it. Honestly, it's tremendous. And I haven't seen it except bits and pieces. But now I'm seeing the whole finished project. And it really, congratulations.
I recognize the depth,
it's tremendous.
But I didn't...
Okay. Yeah, she does
yeah, it's my baby.
It's
my baby part two. And on the back, too, I also did... I showcased some of the statistics of Project Independence. Because, you know, and that's my other love is, you know, these statistic reports I get to put together.
This is the one you can put away because there's so many things in this.
No, well, I did not throw mine away.
Yeah, well, you know what it is, too? I like, you know, obviously there's some dates and stuff in there for different programs. But, you know, really most of it is something that you can... Just it doesn't, you know,
like the bullet points, as you
right.
said. Yes,
right.
You look at it quickly.
The nuggets.
Yes,
yeah,
the golden nuggets.
Right. The nuggets.
But and also in there, I actually have just to tell people that it shows you how to, which was actually the request of some people, how to download the radio show app.
All right.
Because
right.
We really encourage people if you have a smartphone. To download the app. It is the best way to really access the show. I know my mom has it, my whole family, everyone's tried it out. John actually did it on air once.
Yes,
did. So it showed how quick it was to
and
do.
I had the volume on. All of a sudden, I was like, oh.
But it shows you, I tried to make it as clear as possible if you have, you know, an Apple product or, you know, a Samsung product or whatever it might be to download it. So that's there. And like I said, if you did not receive the Pioneer, please call 311 or 869-6311. You know, we're constantly trying to update it and add people's names to it because it goes out to like 44,000 households now.
And it's a really great tool. So please check it out and give us feedback. Okay. You know, it's always nice when people to hear from people. But back to the Women's Self-Defense Program. You could learn how to defend yourself through lectures, group work, and practice. It's a 3-session training program. It is by Grandmaster Eugene Percival. So he's going to provide this. It's March 5th. It kicks off at Tully Park. And then one date, the March 12th date, is at Clinton G. Martin Park because of spacing issues.
Right, right.
And then there's March 19th.
Well, if they call 311.
Absolutely. They'll get the whole rundown. Yeah. But what I actually really like to see, because when I go, you know, Paula Ewell, who is our deputy commissioner, and myself pick up the service requests that come in. And I've been seeing a good amount of people registering for this program. And I thought it was really wonderful because it's early. And people were registering. And
gives
I think
you
it's
a
great.
Sense of confidence. I mean, we're not going to become jiu-jitsu artists by no means.
Right.
And no means is it a threatening thing when you're taking the class, okay? But the idea of being aware and not feeling helpless by doing certain things that you can protect yourself. Hopefully those moments never come to pass.
But it's like life. It's like insurance, right?
Exactly.
It's just like an insurance policy.
Exactly.
You hope not to use it, but...
Grandmaster and his son teach the class.
Great.
Nice.
Well, I want to have you back on to talk about it after it's all done.
Okay.
And I
want to
have you both back on after the break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.